This is Mishmash, a weekly conversation where we unjumble a complex or under-the-radar statewide issue that affects you. And of all the scandals and controversies happening in the state of Michigan right now, and there's no shortage of those, I think that this one, of the ones that aren't maybe capturing the front page headlines on a daily basis, this might be the biggest that I think maybe we should be paying a little more attention to. We're talking tens of thousands of people affected. Shayna, remind us how we got here in the first place.
A computer glitch. It impacted tens of thousands of people. And essentially, over the course of a couple years, the automated system used by the state's unemployment agency was wrongly accusing people of fraud. And it went so far that a lot of people ended up paying the state thousands of dollars. Some people went into bankruptcy. Some people lost their homes. So this is really a big issue that has impacted a lot of people. And last week, we were in court with the Michigan Supreme Court, and they're going to decide whether or not this lawsuit can move forward.
And when you were in court, I mean, the issue that they were talking about, it seems like to maybe some people like a sort of a smaller technical issue, but this really could have big implications, not just for this story, but for lots of issues of people trying to get right by the state.
Absolutely. So, I mean, the technical issue is whether or not the three current plaintiffs filed in time. And the attorney said that if this case goes forward, tens of thousands of people could join in this class action lawsuit. But for right now, you have three people. And it's a question of whether or not they filed their lawsuit in time. And the state is saying, look, we sent out the notices letting people know that they were being accused of fraud. When the state sent out those notices, that's when the clock started. But the plaintiffs are saying, look, a lot of people didn't even realize they were being accused until the state started taking money out of like their tax refund. Mm. So they're saying that the clock shouldn't start until they actually started losing money. So it's a real question of at what point do you need to sue in order to protect yourself. And Justice Richard Bernstein was really grilling the state during these arguments, saying, you know, what is the logic here?
Wouldn't it be fairer for a citizen to look at it and say, wow, this was a mistake. I better try to figure this out and try to get this handled and figure out what took place and just get myself back in order so I don't lose my house and my car and basic essence before I figure out what my recourse is going to be? It's almost as bad as having to go to the Secretary of State's office. Dealing with this department would be worse than having to go to the Secretary of State.
Yikes. We can all sort of relate to the frustrations of having to sit there for so long. But what's interesting about that comparison from Justice Bernstein, I think it speaks to the broader implications of what we're talking about. Look, our lives are touched by state agencies and the systems that they use to keep these things going. There are a number of things that multiple state agencies use in terms of computer systems, automated systems that need to function correctly for us to function correctly, both as individuals and as citizens here in Michigan.
I know that I have gotten things in the mail that I have ignored and haven't really paid enough attention to it until I get that second or third notice. So this is really something that could impact everybody in the state who has ever ignored a piece of mail.
Well, Shayna, if you don't mind, I'm going to go check all my unread emails right now and that giant pile of mail that just sits on my dining room table. So that might take a while.
Good luck.